you feel and then you hear is because you don't listen to me. I'm not your pastor. If you failing, that's the reason why. Because you can choose a church and not choose a pastor, but you wrong. You should always choose the pastor that determines your church. So if you want just the church ain't going to do much for you. The right person helping you navigate your life, you're going to win and lose based off who that person is. And your obedience or disobedience to them, you're going to win or lose. All right? So we want winners around here. Matthew 13, I'm going to read a little bit, kind of lengthy, but we'll get there. But before you start reading, tell your neighbor, if you don't like what you're seeing, listen to the Holy Ghost, listen to pastor, listen to the messenger, and your life will change. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, the enemy came in and sowed tares amongst the wheat. And then he went on about his business. If I remember, I'm going to explain that little piece in a second. But when the blade sprang up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares. So the servant of the household came, said unto him, sir, did not thou sow seed in this field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. Say that, an enemy has done this. Say it again. Say, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you uproot also the wheat with them. Say, let it grow together. Father, think through my mind, speak through my mouth, that your people be edified. You be glorified after hearing the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ask for utterance, ask for the anointing. Ask for you to do what only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands, you can have your seat. So in Matthew 16, Jesus is talking. Let me give him a title. The enemy did this. We don't pay attention to a lot of things in the world because we get saved and we're born of the spirit, but we ain't spiritually in tune with God. Just kind of go through the motions. A lot of services, God can't even move in people's life. You know why he can't do it? Because they just checking the block. And the whole time, the devil be busy. I say the devil be busy. In Matthew 13, the parable, Jesus is talking, and Jesus says, he likened the kingdom unto a man, this is him, who sowed good seed in the field. The good seed is the people of God, it's the believers. You plant it where you plant it because God puts you there. If God wanted you someplace else, he'd have put you there. If he wanted you in some other state, stop dreaming about moving someplace else. You exactly where God wants you to be, at least for this season in your life. You should get the maximum effect out of where he got you at, like, say, right now. So he put these believers in this field, and it said that while they slept, the enemy came in, and he sowed tares amongst the wheat. Now, so the believers was the seed. The believers turned into the wheat, but the devil sowed tares amongst the wheat. The tares are the unbelievers. The tares would represent, how would I say, wicked people. The field would kind of be a picture of the church. He sows believers into the church. The tares come in. The enemy sowed tares right in the midst of what God is doing sometimes. And the remarkable, incredible truth is that in the beginning, Brother Vinny, you can't tell wheat from tare. In the beginning, the tare looks exactly, Brother Sims, exactly like the wheat. And you can't tell no difference with your natural eye. With your spiritual eye, you have to be able to discern. But with your natural eye, you can't tell. It looks just like anybody else. And Jesus said this. Jesus says, he says, but when the, I'm going to deal with this later on. When the blade sprung up and it started to bring forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servant of the household came unto him, say, sir, whence did it come? The devil, let me go back 25. He sowed the tares among the wheat, and then he went his way. See, once the devil messed your life up, he go about his business. Everything that happened after the devil is gone, you perpetuating that. The Bible talks about the enemy goes to and fro throughout the earth looking whom he may devour. He can't devour everybody. But he find people that are a good candidate sometimes. He messed the scene up. And then he go on about his business. And we as people of God sometimes can keep blaming the devil for something. And he done moved on about his business. Tell your neighbor, say, you can stop at any time. So when you think about this particular parable, every believer going to ask these questions to themselves at some point in time is, where did this come from? You ever ask yourself that? Where did this come from? Where did this attack come from? Where did this setback come from? Why are we fighting so much? Where did this come from? You ever ask that? Where did this warfare come from in my life? Some of you, you went to bed last night in peace and got up, and before you know it, all hell done broke loose in your house. Y'all went to bed in peace and got up angry, just went to sleep and woke up. And the devil was busy all in the house this morning, all the way to church. Ask your neighbor, say, where did this come from? Jesus said the devil did it. Jesus said the devil did it. See, if you don't know how to secure your home when you sleep, the devil will mess you up in your sleep. If you don't know how to cover your house before you shut your eyes, the devil will be all up in your head. And the crazy thing is, that's why I don't listen to these old wild dreams. People be coming to me with them old wild dreams. And the whole thing is, God ain't told you nothing. You didn't secure the perimeter of your house and sanctify your mind. And then the devil is talking to you, and his demons are tormenting you. And then you wake up with all this stuff on you, talking about the God. God was talking to me. No, baby, that wasn't God. That was the devil. Say, the devil did that. So sometimes in this life, this is what we got to understand, is that the weeds and the wheat, they grow together. The weeds and the wheat, they grow together. Sometimes you can be in a good place. You can be doing good things and bad things still occur in your life. Why? Because the bad and the good sometimes, what do? They grow in the same place on the same field. Sometimes the promise and the problem happen at the same time in your life, and you have to have enough going on in you that I'm going to fight for my promise even though I got a problem. Some of you too weak. You won't strengthen yourself with the word of God. So anytime a problem comes to challenge your promise, you just let go the promise. But God is saying, don't let go your promise, because the problems you're going to have with you always, but the promise can release you from the problem if you will hold on to the promise. God has told some of us some fantastic things he want to do in our life. Every time the problem comes, you let go. Say, but I say, I'm not going to let go this time. So I'm not going to let go this time. The problem and the promise the same time. Not because you failed sometimes. Sometimes you have the problem and the promise, the wheat and the tear, the good and the bad, not because you in some sin. Sometimes you got the problem and the promise. You have the good and the bad. You have the wheat and the tear, not because your seed was bad. Sometimes the devil did it. Now, If Jesus didn't put this in the Bible, I probably wouldn't be talking about it, because some of us blame the devil for everything. If Jesus didn't talk about it, so if you're in sin, you got to get your message next week. Amen. If you're in sin, I'll try to talk to you at the end. I'm talking to some people that's walking upright right now. I'm talking about some people who've been living pure lives before God. If that ain't you, I got a sermon for you at the end. Is it okay if sometimes you talk to people who doing right? Every service don't have to be about somebody trying to preach somebody out of hell and the devil then drag them in them. They got keys to the compartments of it. And they go in anytime they want. They come out anytime they want. They lock the door when they want. They open it up and go in what they want. Hey, y'all, I ain't talking to y'all. I'm talking to some people. Amen. I'm talking to some people that's living right. Anybody up in here living right? The way some of your faces look, I ain't convinced you living right. I ain't talking to you right now. Amen. I'm talking to some people who want to live right. People who want to live holy and live pure. People who can sanctify themselves and wash their mouth, allow the hot coals to purify their tongue. People who know how to live holy when ain't nobody else walking. Say, God is talking to me this morning. So God is expecting, he's exposing the source of people with clean lives, the weeds in their life. Man, you better pay attention today, because the devil trying to set some of your, because God going to break some of these, this power, this demonic power the enemy having over you, because you be walking away from stuff every time you got a problem, and your promise is right behind the problem, right by the problem. So anybody been doing the right thing, and all of a sudden in your life, mess popped up. Amen. I have. It used to really dictate the course of my life. Now it don't. I already know I'm right up on something. Some of you, you right on the edge of a breakthrough. Some of you, you right on the edge of a breakthrough. Some of you, you right on the edge of the breakthrough. Yeah, I know I wasn't going to get no whole bunch of clap, because I told them I wasn't talking to them earlier. I told them I wasn't talking to them. You're just going to have to sit through this today. It'll teach you to live right. 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 It'll teach you that holiness is right. It'll teach you to live right. Amen. So the devil will make you, start questioning all this stuff when you're doing the right stuff. Am I in the right place? Did I marry the right person? Some of you, you can be as nutty as a fruitcake. You got the right man. You got the right woman. And here you up here questioning if you married the right one. They was right last week. They was right last year. They was right 10 years ago. Why would they be wrong today with your nutty self? Say amen to this. And the whole time, the enemy did this. The enemy, the one that's been doing it. You've been living right. He's been trying to live right the best he could anyway. And here you are questioning whether I got the right one. Say you got the right one. Asking if you're in the right place. Yeah, you're in the right church because most pastors couldn't even handle you. Most pastors wouldn't even put up with you. Most of them wouldn't even invest in you. But God sent you to a person that would invest in you and love you in your mess, while you're in your mess, out your mess. If you get back in your mess, love you back out your mess again. Say amen to this. But you're in the right church. What Jesus say? The church ain't the problem. The field ain't the problem. Sometimes you produce wrong harvest on right ground because you put the wrong seed in. There's certain seeds you sow at certain seasons. All flowers you don't plant at the same time. All trees you don't plant at the same time. All roses you don't plant at the right on the wrong time. You got to know when what type of ground to put it in, when to put it in, and where to put it at. How to position your crop. Tell somebody, say, the field ain't the problem. Complaining about Colorado Springs. God done bless you more in Colorado Springs than he done bless you in all of your entire life. Why you trying to run from your blessing? The field ain't the problem. You know the type of man you was before you married that woman. The field ain't the problem. You know the type of woman you was before you got that man you with right now. Tell somebody, say, the field ain't the problem. The devil could be in it. In Matthew 13, 24, Jesus is talking, and Jesus says something like this. He said he likened it to a man who sowed the seed, and while the man slept, the enemy came in. So Jesus is saying the field is good. The seed is good. The planting was good. What? While you slept, the enemy did that. The field is good. The seed is good. The planting was good. You did the digging. You put the little, the little eggshells or whatever they be put in there. You put the little topsoil on it. You watered it real good. Say the planting was good, but while you slept, the enemy soldiers. What is the Lord trying to say to somebody today? Stop blaming the people around you you love. Stop blaming the church. Stop blaming the person you married. Tell somebody, say, the field ain't the problem. You got an intruder problem. When I have a lot of traffic in my house, if I'm not praying, I pray prayers all day. I don't know what type of spirits be on people. Kids. We have foster kids, people coming up in there all the time. I don't know what them people be doing in their own house. And then they dropping these demons off in my house. They done fought all the way to home and back and for 7 days. And then you send them sit up in there and all of a sudden y'all got a problem with each other. You be like, where'd this come from? The enemies did this. They dropped an enemy off and the enemy did this. Amen. And you got to be smart enough to be spiritually wise enough to say, hey, I ain't got no problem with you. It's time to bind and loose some junk up in this house. It's time to sprinkle some oil all over the place. It's time to plead the blood up through this place. Shout, the enemy could be doing it. If you get the devil out, you'll stop fighting so much. Shout, get the devil out. Shout, get the devil out. You sick for no reason, it could be the devil. The enemy could be doing that. Say, get the devil out. Chaos in the church, chaos in the home, chaos in the job. That man didn't have no problem with you. He hired you and you didn't have no qualification. And that man and that woman been training you the whole time. And you'll find people that'll bring people into their home and start and blessing them and ministering to them. And the soon as something go on, they'll start blaming them and pulling back. And the devil is the whole one behind it. Say, the enemy could be doing it. If you're living right, what the devil meant for your evil, God about to flip it for your good. I don't know who I'm talking to. You came in looking for this today. What the devil been doing to you, what he meant for your evil, to take you out and take your peace and take your mind, destroy your marriage, get to your money, make you sick as a dog. Some of you he's trying to kill. God going to flip it for your good. I say God going to flip it for your good. That's somebody you watching and the devil trying to tell your church up, ain't nothing wrong with your word, ain't nothing wrong with your anointing. The devil done sold some tear in the midst of your servant. Keep on preaching and praising God. Eventually God will get them up out of there. He says, stop blaming yourself. I'm talking to people who live it right. Stop blaming yourself for the weeds that's showing up. Stop blaming yourself and questioning because you got some warfare in your marriage. Shout, the enemy did that. He says, stop doubting your purpose. I'm the one that called you. I don't care if nobody celebrate you. I don't care if they listen to your preaching or like it online. I'm the one that called you. Say, do what the Lord done told you to do. You're in the right church. He said all the devil trying to do is run you away from the place he commanded the blessing for your life. And here's the thing. Because these church hoppers, they always want to be up in somebody's business with their messy self. They won't fix where they at right now. They'll try to run someplace else. Anytime there's an issue or a problem, every place got a problem. You got a problem, but that don't mean that you ain't standing on a commanded place by the Holy Ghost and your blessing is right there. Are you willing to fight for what God has called you to get out of that space? Sometimes it's embedded in a place and surrounded by demons, and you never gonna do it if you're weak and you're running from warfare. Sometimes warfare is a part of your assignment. Stop being so weak and tell somebody, say, fight for it. Shout, fight for it. You ain't saying it with no conviction. Say, fight for it. And the whole time, God be trying to bless you. The Lord is trying to pull us into a place where he'll show you. Some of you, he's trying to show you that you should be proud that you under an attack. I'm showing you that you're worthy of an attack. When the devil starts attacking you, you've proved yourself worthy somehow. He don't attack the useless. He don't attack somebody that got no value, under no stress, no strain, no opposition. You know why? They ain't no threat to the devil. And they ain't no really advancement to the kingdom. So why would the devil waste his time on an ineffective Christian? Amen to this. Why would the devil waste his time attacking you? And then sometimes it's prolonged because he'd be surrounded you with demons. For you, just for you. What is it about you that he'll surround you with that? But then they over talking about, I ain't never going through nothing. Yeah, because you ain't bringing no value to the kingdom. When you're worthy of an attack, God inspects it left and right, all around, because the devil just can't, you know, he got to run some things by God. He got to run it by God. And God said, okay, they can handle that. Tell somebody, whatever you're going through, say, whatever you're going through, God done inspected it. You can handle it. Say, whatever you're going through, whatever the devil is doing to you, God has inspected it, and you can handle it. Whatever he's taken from you, don't worry about it. God will give it back to you and 100-fold. However he's attacking your mind, he's trying to prevent revelation knowledge from flowing to you. God is going to get it to you one way or the other. Whatever he's doing to you, he's trying to prevent what God is trying to get to you. And you got to have enough spiritual sense to see what's happening to you. But shout, I'm more than ready, devil. Come on, say it. I'm more than ready, devil. I'm more than ready, devil. I'm more than ready, devil. I've been on this fast. I've been doing it the right way. I feel strong in my spirit. Bring it on, devil. I've been prepping my prayer time. I've been up in my prayer time. I've been up in my reading. I'm strong in the word. Bring it on, devil. I've been, my prayer life been up. I've been praying when the Lord told me. I'm strong in my spirit. Bring it on, devil. But whatever you do, no, I'm prepared and I'm not going to lose. I'm prepared, I'm not going to lose. I'm prepared, I'm not going to. Somebody ought to give the Lord a praise. You're right on the edge of a breakthrough. You're right on the edge of something big. I'm not going to waver. Sit down. Your field is blessed. Shout, my money is blessed. My body is blessed. My mind is blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go. Nothing's wrong with your seed. Nothing wrong with your seed. Nothing wrong with the ground. Nothing wrong with how you put the seed in the ground. What could be happening? The devil did this. So you don't trip with people. You have to understand what you're really up against. What you're willing to do to get to it. It's a state of your mind in the development of your spirit. Because there's been some things to come to your life that the devil is trying to sabotage you. Like some of you won't fast at all. Nobody, and I don't ask nobody. People, you know, my wife, you know, kind of navigates some people through. I tell people, eat what you want to eat. Do whatever he tell you to do. But he'll be trying to sabotage you. He'll put, you know, the weeds, it really kind of, I'm going to get to in a second. I'm hoping I can develop my thought. But the weeds are how he'll put like certain people on your path. At the wrong time in your life. And the whole time he's trying to sabotage your assignment. You'll have people, the person begin to develop right the way God want them to. Got covering in front of them, covering around them, covering over them. And then what will happen is, come here, Nehemiah. Come here, money. And the whole time you got covering all around them, real quick, grab hands. And the whole time, you know, you'll have somebody, they're covered, and God got them protected, and then you'll watch somebody pull them out of their covering. They the adults, which will mean, let's say spiritually, they're ready to do what God called them to do. And they covering him, and the whole time God will be pulling somebody out that ain't ready to do it. Go ahead, sit down. Pulling them out in a season where they, and then they start bearing fruit, watch this, outside of the season. They start bearing fruit outside of the season because the sun is shining, but they didn't know that this storm that was right behind the sunshine was going to kill them because all they was a bud. They was never fruit yet. He killed them in a potential stage. He killed them in an almost state. Say the devil did that. He killed them when God was protecting them from the elements that was around them, but they just had to get out there. And the whole time was God was saying, stay under your cover, stay under your cover, stay under your cover, because as soon as the devil gets you out from under your cover, he got something planned, and you have to know, listen, I'm going to run back under my covering. I know what God is doing. The devil was doing that. I'm going to stay put. How about you? He said, while men slept,
Because the enemy, his main thing, he loves to sow in the dark. He sows in, he does things when you ain't paying no attention to it. When your discernment is dull and your spirit is weak, then he come right behind and he starts, because you ain't paying no attention. He'll get you after a celebration. He'll get you after what you think is a big move of God in your life. He'll get you after some promotion or some great financial breakthrough. He'll get you when you're in a celebratory mode. Why? Because we have a tendency. Don't nobody want nobody walking around a celebration with pistols all over them. He'll get you when you ain't ready for no war. And then we say, God, no, no, son. God said, no, the devil did that. The devil did that three times. The devil did it. The devil did it. He said, while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares amongst the weak, the children, the tares. Remember I told you, they're the children of wickedness. And I don't know why, you know, we have a tendency to ignore wickedness. The behavior is consistent with wickedness. And when we say, oh, they okay, they might be okay, but they ain't okay right now. They functioning in wickedness. And when we say, pull them on in, and get them in and plant them. And then everything around them, brother, everything around them starts to die. See, like, dandelions and certain weeds that pop up in your yards, these things that grow, if you don't get them out, you'll find a big old brown patch will come around in your yard. Why? Because they pull all the nutrients. They pull all the water. They are spiritual robbers. They'll pull all the nutrition away from the things that surround them, and then they sprout up because they ain't nothing but a weed. So get the weeds out. Let God get the weeds out. He said they sowed amongst the wheat. So sometimes the devil wants to mess up your life. He wants to mess up a church. He wants to mess up a person's purpose. Watch this. And he'll send the perfect person. Ooh-wee. He'll send what you think. The boss that was on you was the one that was helping you.
Boss that wouldn't let you come in late to work was the one that was trying to develop you, because they know they're getting ready to retire. They were trying to position you for their job.
But you talking about them like a dog. And then all of a sudden, that one go to a different office, and what you think? This the perfect boss. I wish I was at that church. That's the perfect pastor. Until you get over there. Amen. So he'll try to sabotage you with what you think is perfection. And the enemy, what does he do? He waited till they was asleep. Much of the church is asleep. Look at somebody and say, wake up, old sluggard. With your sleepy self. Say, wake up, old sluggard. He wait till they about sleep. He wait until you vulnerable. He wait till you weak. He wait till you distracted by your wins and your money and your car and your new man and your fine woman. He wait till you get your own office and you're vulnerable. He wait till you in a season of transition, and then he'll start trying to attack you in the dark. He will attack you while you're sleeping. Anybody, because there's some people in here just really coming to me. You feel like you're being tormented in your sleep right now. You should get up and every time he do it, you should make the devil pay for it. You should go into tongues until your tongue won't tongue no more. You should drive the devil out of your house. where he fears waking you up because he know you about to wage war on hell. He knows some devil getting ran out the neighborhood, some devil getting run out the church, some devil is leaving your child alone, some devil is going to leave your finance. He knows. You shouldn't make tell your neighbor, you shouldn't make him pay for it. He'll attack you while you're resting, while you're recovering. But the Spirit of God is saying to somebody else, you've rested long enough, get up. You've rested long enough, get up. You went to bed at 6 o'clock and you complaining that the Lord woke you up at 2 o'clock. That's 8 hours of sleep. Spiritually, we do God the same way, and God is saying, you done rested long enough, get up. I done gave you time since the last battle. I done gave you time since the last fight. I done gave you time since your last nervous breakdown. And the Lord is telling somebody, say, the Lord say, get up with your sleepy self. Ephesians 6:11. Who could be messing up your life right now? Or are you just going to take it? Because you definitely ain't no baby Christian if you've been around here. You might have been a disobedient Christian, but you've had all the information to grow. Amen. You've been well equipped, whether you went through the training or not, whether you went through the test or not, whether you developed yourself with the spiritual curriculum or not, you had it. And God was giving it to you, but you didn't want to be developed. You wanted some prophecy. You didn't want to work the word. You didn't want to get strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You want somebody speaking to me, speaking to me, speaking to me, speaking to me. Don't look at nobody and say, sometimes you get what you get. Because he was trying to get you ready for the devil. You didn't want to get it ready. You want the shop. You want the sleep. Uh-huh. And the whole time the devil was working while you was resting. Because he know you got an anointing on your life. That's why he sent Big Booty Judy your way. Because you sleep so much, you ain't paying no attention to the things of God, and now you think that she's some savior, that this is the one, this the one God gave me, and if you had you been built up, you'd have known that that was the devil dressed in a tight suit. You'd have known that was the devil. Tell somebody, say, get up. He don't want your permission. He don't need your permission. All the devil is doing is looking for an opportunity. If you sleep, what can you do? How can you take control of a strong man that's coming into your house if all you want to do is rest? How can you prevent demonic activity from taking over your children and taking over your life when all you want to do is just mess around and fool around? Say, the devil is behind all this. I'm going to tell you, God going to start exposing everything that's uncovered around you. Everything that's covered up, he going to start exposing it. Every person that means you no good, and I ain't talking about what God going to do for some of you, he going to do you a favor because he don't want you to keep investing in trash. He don't want you to keep investing in things that ain't going to be in your life in 5 years. He going to expose them quickly. That's your favor. You want to know what favor look like? That's your favor. God show you garbage quick so you don't invest in it. Amen. So watch this. He says, when the enemy, what is he after? What is he after in our lives or your life? He's after things, watch this, that are not fully developed.
you find Jacob and Esau. Esau trades his birthright for a bowl of soup because he didn't see the potential in it. He traded it at a point where it looked like it was something that he could give up till it was gone. And the whole thing, all these blessings were tied up in it. He didn't see it. He didn't see the potential of the thing. So therefore, he didn't want to hold it no more. See, the potential of the thing, again, is not solely in the thing. It's in the person that holds the thing. See, when you got the right frame of mind, when God puts something in you, it don't have to be big. You know, if God touch it, even if it's small, it's going to turn into something big. So I don't let it go because it looks small now. And that's what he came to attack it when you read this parable, when it was in an undeveloped stage. It didn't look like much. Say, the devil did this. See, you looking at somebody else's marriage that's been married 30 years ago, and you about to give up the potential. The same thing in them is the same thing in you, but you about to throw it all away because it's under attack. The devil, say, the devil is sowing that junk. And so he says, the devil can't cancel your blessing. The devil cannot kill your wheat. So he plants stuff beside it that'll confuse you in your choice selection. Oh, my God. He'll plant stuff beside it that looks like something you asked God for, but it ain't really what God planned for you or planted for you. He wants you to select wrong. See, your choice in all life is your choice. Your life is your life. Even if you're born again, if you're not going to let Jesus be the Lord of your life, meaning that he can be your Savior, but he might not be your Lord, meaning that you can die and you can go to heaven. You've made him Savior, but because you have never made him Lord, you won't obey what he tells you to do. You do what you want to do. So your choices override him being your Lord. Amen to this. But if you'll make Jesus the Lord of your life, he'll make sure, tell somebody, that you don't pick wrong. That you don't pick the wrong woman, the wrong man, the wrong job, the wrong state, the wrong church. He says, but the blade, when the blade sprung up, my time about up. When the blade sprung up, it brought forth fruit. Then appeared the tares. Now I got to slow down right here. Because God said to warn some people. Look this way, please. You should be alert right now. You should use discernment. Don't rush into some relationship. Don't rush into some covenant with people. Marital, sexual, or business. Don't rush into things without checking with him first. Your blade has sprung up. And God is saying, don't let ungodly unions mess it up. Your blade, what you've been praying for, if you ain't a person who understands agriculture, you don't really pay attention to the ground when it's sprouting. All you do is look for harvest. You don't know that
your breakthrough is tucked right up under that lump of dirt, and it's about to come forth. What you've been asking God for is right there. And the enemy is coming for that. Jesus warned us. He says, when the wheat begins to grow, the weeds gonna show up. He says, so the servant of the household came, and he said, sir, did not we sow good seed in the field? From which cometh this tear? Panic. Which cometh this tear? Panicking now. But why? Because the whole time they weren't exercising no discernment, and they was oblivious to everything that was happening around them spiritually. They was having what they call a good time. Everything good in my life right now. Oh, I got plenty of money. I'm strong in my body. I'm strong in my mind. And it ain't going to hurt to miss church 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 or 4 Wednesdays. It ain't going to hurt. God has blessed my life. And the whole time, they don't even know that the devil is coming for your breakthrough. But shout, he ain't going to get it today. Shout, he ain't going to get it today. Even if I'm out the will of God, I'm in a spiritual shift. I'm going to step back in right now. I'm going to position myself to get back in right now. Why? Because weeds don't stop wheat. They can grow together. It never said that the wheat got stopped. But when you harvest, it can get mixed in. I grew up in the country. We chopped wheat. Anybody else chop wheat and beans and stuff like that? Most of y'all ain't never worked in your life. Some of you got a job and you still ain't worked. But you don't want to let it mingle together and call yourself going to harvest it. It loses its value if it was just the wheat. Or you have to pay to have it stringed. Which means that sometimes you can get the blessing and it still costs you more after you get it. But how many know it don't even take all that? He's trying to destroy your wheat. His goal is to distract the people of God right now. Say, I won't be distracted. Say, I won't be distracted. I'm not going to focus on the weeds. I'm going to focus on my harvest. No attack formed against you in this hour going to work. If you would open up your mind, if you would open up your spirit, it do not have to prosper. No weapon, I'm speaking this over our body, whether you want it or not, no weapon formed over our members and over this church will prosper. Every demonic thing, even if we can't recognize it, may it die at the root. Every plan that's been purposed for your life by the adversary, if you're not strong enough to see what's happening, may God kill it at the root. May you never be confronted with it. May you never have to pluck it out. May God deal with these devils that's trying to deal with you in the dark. May he decapitate them now in Jesus' name. May he rid them of your presence and your life in Jesus' name. Somebody give the Lord a good hand praise. Give him a good praise real quick. I got to get out of here. But I got to say this last thing, and I'm done. My time is about up anyway, but my voice is about gone. If you will trust God in this hour, the enemy's trying to mess up the flow of God for your life. He's trying to mess up the flow of God, the move of God for your life. If you will stay behind God, like he's asking us to do today,
See, because when you read that, he tells them, they said, shall we pluck it up? And God said, no, don't pluck it up. He said, don't pluck it up. He said, let it grow together. What? Why can't I just get rid of it? I see it. He said, don't pluck it up. He said, it looks too close to the real thing. He said, you could do damage to the innocent. Let it grow together. And then he says, at some point, I'm going to send my angels. And they'll do the separation. And everything that belonged to me will stand. If you belong to God in this hour, he'll make sure that you don't get plucked up. He'll make sure that when the field has been purged of all the weeds, that you still standing. I say when all the field has been cleaned, God will make sure that you still standing. Everything the enemy, I don't know, this is for some married folk. I just stopped because that everything he's been doing to you, everything he's been starting, since y'all have tried to walk upright, the devil started it, but God gonna finish it. I say the devil started it, but the Lord is going to finish it. If you will trust his process, it's hard to leave it alone sometimes. Have God ever told you to leave stuff alone? When God tell you to leave stuff, I can handle it. When God tell you to leave it alone, he about to deal with it at a level that you could have never dealt with it. What the devil started in your life, God gonna finish it. God gonna finish it. God gonna finish it. And when God is done with it, not only will you get your harvest, you're gonna have your peace to go along with it. You're gonna have your joy to go along with it. Your heart is gonna be encouraged. Let's stand and get out of here. Your heart is going to be encouraged as you just trust the process that God started. Tell somebody, say, trust the process. Say, trust the process. You ain't got to understand it all. Say, trust the process. God is about to finish some things in your life. God about to finish it. This is an hour right now for the people of God who trying to live right. God going to make sure. I just got to stop because my spirit is open. God is going to make sure the devil don't mess your life up. Everything that glitter ain't gold. And you got to be able to know the difference. Every person ain't sent by God. Just because they smile is perfect don't mean they sent by God. Just because they do one or two good things for you don't mean they sent by God. Let God do the separation. Somebody give the Lord a good hand of praise. Because some of you finna go through some separation. If I was you, I ain't talking about people you in covenant with. If I was you, I wouldn't fight. I wouldn't fight over nothing God trying to take. I wouldn't cry over nothing that God say ain't good for me. Shout, God knows best 3 times. I ain't crying over nothing God say ain't good for me. If he say it ain't good, it ain't good. Do you want to know the difference? 2 people. Do you want to know the difference? You should want to know the difference, right? Because I'm telling you, God going to make a difference in this hour. Amen. Give the Lord one more good hand praise. Hey, I don't have no specific altar call. But if you got something going on, you want somebody to touch and agree with you, come real quick. Come real quick and we'll just pray with you real quick. Let you get out of here. Go eat your little rice cakes. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, we're going to put it on the altar today. Whatever it is.